Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
About him, you'll begin the lonely hours. When your romance is ending and your heart has stopped pretending, you are in the lonely hours. Oh, how slow disappears. Oh, how slow the moments go. Every minute is a thousand years. You'll say he doesn't want you, but his lips will stay to haunt you when you know the lonely hours. You'll swear that you can hear him, even though you're nowhere near him. When you know the lonely hours, and yet you know that because love began it all, and only love can end a broken heart. But if a million buffet, they all buffet, they did it, but if a buffet, every day, oh Lord, oh Lord.
Lord, you'll say he
doesn't want you, but his lips will stay to haunt you. When you know the lonely hours, you'll swear that you can hear him, even though you're nowhere near him. When you know the lonely hours, and yet you know that only love can mend your broken heart, because love began it all, and only love can end a
Originally from Seattle and now calling Los Angeles home, that was jazz singer Sarah Gazarek with the song The Lonely Hours off her 2019 CD called Thirsty Ghost. As a senior in high school, she was awarded the first ever Ella Fitzgerald Charitable Foundation Outstanding Jazz Vocalist Award at the Essentially Ellington Festival in New York City. So she came to L.A. in 2000 to attend the Thornton School of Music at the University of Southern California and learn from the esteemed John Clayton and Tierney Sutton. In 2003, she was awarded the Downbeat Student Music Award for Best Collegiate Vocalist. In fact, John Clayton produced her first album in 2005. It was called Yours, and it was quite successful. Then he produced her second album in 2007 called Return to You. So we caught up with Sarah here at Neon Jazz to find out why she loves jazz, and this is what she had to say.
And the thing that I love about jazz is that the audience wants the human. They want the human experience. They want to see themselves reflected in this music instead of be tricked into forgetting about the human experience, if that makes sense.
Along with the singing career that continues to rise up the charts, she is a part of the faculty of jazz studies at her alma mater, the USC Thornton School of Music. All of it does happen to come full circle. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of great voices, from Ebony Fondren to Molly Hammer, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you that needed jazz kick to make it through the week. So Ella put a spell on Sarah, and it's been a lasting one. So here's the queen of jazz, Ella Fitzgerald with the great Count Basie, back in 1963 with the tune Satin Doll. And here's Sarah to explain.
Nate gave us all an assignment, like first day of class, to spend some time with that Ella and Basie record, Sunny Side of the Street. So I think that was the first record that I put on and just kind of had my mind blown, that was what music could be, you know, that much joy and that much intensity and fun.
My sugar.
I'm jazz singer Sarah Kasarik, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was French-born pianist and seven-time Grammy nominee Christian Jacob with his trio with the title track off his 2019 CD called The Originals. This CD marks his return with the trio. It's been 10 years, and he's been busy, scoring two major motion pictures for Clint Eastwood. This new album is all original compositions presented in a story-like fashion, and he knows how to do that. He's worked with the likes of Phil Woods and Michael Brecker over the years. From a young saxophone cat that reached out to Neon Jazz, we're glad he did. This is mincing the best of jazz with electronica sounds. This is Mike Casey with the tune Hydraulics, Apple Juice Kid Remix, off his 2019 CD, Surprise the Remixes Part 1. And that it is, as we keep on moving on. Thank you.
hi, this is Ray Oviedo, guitarist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and keep on listening.
Thank you.
That was the talented veteran contemporary jazz composer and guitarist Ray Obiedo with the song Feng Shui off his 1997 CD called Anyway. So he has had an eclectic musical background during his youth in the San Francisco Bay Area. The sounds of Miles Davis, Henry Mancini, and Motown influenced his early music brain. We caught up with him here at Neon Jazz, and he talked about some of those cool formative moments growing up, like this one. Have a listen.
I remember I saw Jimi Hendrix 3 times, and 2 of those times we snuck in. You know, can you imagine sneaking into anything today?
Yeah,
you would sneak
right
in to see one of the shows at Winterland. My best friend at the time, we said, hey, let's go backstage, dude. So we walked backstage and hanging out with Jimi Hendrix, hanging out. I go, what? This is crazy. But we didn't think anything of it then. But can you imagine walking backstage to anything?
As he was getting his foothold onto his career early on, he joined organist Johnny Hammond Smith on a U.S. tour in 74. Then he hooked up with Julian Priester on his first European outing in 77. That culminated with a world tour from 78 to 79 with jazz superstar Herbie Hancock. And it's still one of Ray's most treasured musical memories. And speaking of, let's have a listen to Herbie with this trio in 1977. This is What You Waiting For, and have a listen to Ray talk about his Herbie memories.
I think just playing with someone of that caliber, obviously, I mean, you know, when I compose tunes now, I think of how Herbie writes and how he approaches music, and just the fact that actually how easy he was to work with. He was very open to suggestions from the rhythm section. You know, he always asks about our ideas, what we should do to a song. This is at recording sessions and at rehearsals. I was very impressed with that.
My name is Kevin Sun. I'm a saxophonist, clarinetist, composer, and writer based in Brooklyn, New York. I'm releasing a new album entitled Trio. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented up-and-coming saxophonist Kevin Sun with the tune Circle Line off his newest 2019 CD, The Sustain of Memory. Written over the course of a year, the three extended suites on this double album delve into the frontiers of jazz, new music, and modern improvised music. This cat is a great one. We've interviewed him, and it's always good to have him on the show. From the always energetic Case Lama Orchestra with Glenn Gray, here's the tune Maniac's Ball as this hour of music continues on.
Kaplowski, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, some of the greatest sounds you will ever hear.
Thank you.
That was the grand pairing of pianist Dick Hyman and clarinetist tenor saxophonist Ken Peplowski with the tune Waiting for Deering off the tasty 2019 CD from them called Counterpoint, Lerner & Lowe. So the 92-year-old Dick Hyman is a national treasure with a career that includes more than 100 albums all over the place. And Ken is admired for his vivacious and great renditions of classical swing material, authentic jazz, and that great American songbook. And together, they produce magic. From the legendary sax cad, Stan Getz, we journey next. This is the tune All God's Children Got Rhythm, and that they do. Live in Europe with his European friends in 1985. Dig it.
This is pianist Terry Pollitzer. Check out my brand new album, Diagonal, a tribute to Duval Ferreira, here on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Portland, Oregon-based pianist Carrie Pulitzer with the tune Sao Salvador off her newest 2019 offering called Diagonal. On this sixth studio album of hers, she's digging into her true love, Latin jazz, and we caught up with her to discuss this album that embraces one of her musical heroes, and this is what she had to say.
It might be interesting for them to go back and hear the originals, and they can hear how different these arrangements are from the original songs, which were already quite nice, but we've done some different things with them.
And finally, we give you the gifted jazz pianist and composer Tommy Flanagan to close everything out with. This is the 1947 tune Willow Weep for Me. It's his interpretation of it. And this was our interpretation of 1 hour of music featuring one of America's finest inventions. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the skipper of this jazz vessel around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. We're always here. We love hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.